K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
So out in St. Cloud, talking to Drew. Drew, pretty interesting about your dinner date, and you said you guys were talking about breakthroughs and just deep conversations. It went long.
Well, yeah, I felt like I had this like massive connection with her. Like it wasn't just like chit chat, you know, where you work, what do you like to do? And we were kind of getting into like, first of all, she's like attractive. she's funny. And then we just connected on like where we're going, what's stopping us from getting there. You know, like,
wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sitting here. Yeah. My hairs are standing up. I'm like, I love this.
Yeah.
So where are we now?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I even thought we kind of had like a breakthrough moment on the date, and yet I'm hearing nothing back from her at all. So I don't know what's going on.
And nothing felt funky in the conversations?
No, it felt great. It felt like we bonded.
Was she drunk?
No.
I just say, sometimes reserved and they want to get a little loosey-goosey, so they toss back some of the sauce. And then she said, wait a minute, do I actually like him, or was that the alcohol talking?
Mm. Whoa.
No, we had a drink each, that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for giving us Melanie's number. We're going to try to contact her ourselves, so this way maybe we can get the both you talking. Okay?
Yeah. Great.
Cool. Hello?
Yes, Melanie, please.
This is Melanie. Who is this?
Hey, Melanie. My name is Obi. That's Chloe.
Good morning.
That is Slater.
It is.
Now, there are three of us on the line. We work for the morning radio show, K92.3.
Country station here in town.
Yeah, I know who this is. Why?
Okay. Well, if you know the morning show, you know something that we do called the second date update?
Yeah.
Okay. Melanie, you are on the second date update
this
morning.
I could hear the hesitation.
But listen, you know how this works. We want to give you a $75 gift card so this way you guys can go on another date. You and Drew?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, hey, we'll take a I don't know. Was there something that made you feel like another date was not going to be possible?
Well, okay. So we did go on a date. We went out to dinner and we did have really great conversation and everything. Like that wasn't a problem. But I did admit to Drew that I smoke cigarettes. And Drew took my pack of cigarettes and was like, you're going to quit today.
No way.
Well, I said to him, I'll quit eventually. And he was like, today's the day. And then he took my cigarettes and crushed them.
Okay.
And I was just kind of like, oh, that's sweet of you. But then in my head, I was like, I wanted to scream.
Okay. I'm getting it now.
Why not choose to quit? You said you wanted to quit.
Okay. So at this point, hold on one second, Drew. We were supposed to introduce you. Melanie, that is Drew. I mean, the point of this whole call was to get the both of you talking.
Why choose what you know you don't want to do? Like, why not make the good choice now?
I don't know if she's still there.
Melanie?
I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm just like, I mean, have you obviously don't smoke cigarettes if you just think I'm going to quit like that second.
No, but you can quit this second. It's possible people do it. You can do it.
Everyone that I know that's been, they got a hold on you, you know, harder than an ankle bracelet.
Well, and I know.
It's a saying. People say this.
Well, Drew, I know your heart. I know your heart, and I know what you mean by this. And you're not meaning it in any sort of malicious way. You just want her to be the healthiest that she can be and to stop this. But honestly, Drew, I don't think it's your place just yet. You know, it was only a first date.
I know, but like I said, we connected over this. And like, for me, I've been energized since our date. I've gotten up early every morning and meditated since our date.
Oh, I thought he said medication.
No.
Meditation.
So Melanie's like inspiring you. And listen, I get what he did. You know that if there's any time to quit, there's no time like now.
Right.
But dude, first date, bro. Okay, so now that we know that this is the problem though, can we move on to a second date, Melanie? You listen to the show, you know that this is our efforts.
For me, I just don't think that somebody who's that impulsive is going to work for me.
It's not impulsive. It's disciplined.
Well, good for you then. Maybe somebody that's disciplined is not for me.
Whoa. Okay. Well, we got the both of you talking. We accomplished that goal.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.